again. This is Chris, and this is episode 33 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thanks again for showing up, and it's getting cooler here in Northern Virginia, but still beautiful. So, still night. You know, people don't shoot record podcasts outside because it gets cold. But so far, it's not too cold, so I'm going to continue to do it outside. In this episode, I'm going to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse and a few other things, because this is important. I mean, first of all, it's extremely divisive, and the only reason it's divisive is because the media and the Democrats want it to be divisive. They want to divide us. They want us to hate each other. They want to pit people against each other so that they can offer themselves as the referee, as the one who will, like I've said before, they want to offer themselves, their big government, as the writer of all wrongs. So there has to be wrongs for them to write. So there has to be injustice, or else if everybody's happy and if everybody's getting along and if everybody's prosperous, well, then what do we need government for? What do we need all these Democrats for? I mean, why? We don't need to give them more power. We don't need to give them more money. So that's what really this is all about. But I think that the way we can talk about it is very simple in terms of rights, natural rights, life, liberty, property, and the libertarians always talk about the non-aggression principle. You know, if you are the one who initiates aggression against someone else, then you are the bad guy. You can do whatever you want as long as you do not initiate aggression against someone else. Attack them, murder them, steal from them, destroy their property, enslave them, defraud them. That's another part of it. But I think clearly, it's as clear as day to anybody who paid any attention to the video, to the trial, to anything, that Kyle Rittenhouse was not the aggressor. He was not the one who initiated aggression against his attackers. His attackers are the ones who attacked him. They initiated aggression against him, and he defended himself, and that's good. But see, the Democrats are communists, like I always say. They are Marxists. What are they really after here? The Democrats want to fundamentally change America from a country where everybody has basic rights. They don't want everybody to have basic rights. They want to be the ones who decide, who pick and chooses who gets the rights. They don't want people like Kyle Rittenhouse to have any rights. But the people who were burning down buildings and burned an entire car dealership to the ground. Most of you have probably never seen that footage, but the car dealership was owned by an Indian American, by the way, immigrant. It was burned to the ground. It was destroyed. Those people have no rights. The owner of the car dealership, you know, because if you own something, if you own a business, if you own a house, if you have savings, you know, if you're white, if you're a man, if you are straight, you know, they don't want you to have any rights. They want you to, because you are, to them, you are an oppressor, and you should have no rights. They want to be able to pick and choose who gets rights. And you know, this is the definition, sort of the defining characteristic of a communist banana republic. You know, these people don't believe in equal protection under the law. They don't believe in the equal application of the law. They want to be able to pick and choose who gets justice and who doesn't get justice. And they want, they want certain things. For example, in California, the Democrats have literally made it legal to steal from you. As long as the person stealing steals less than $950, it's okay. They can steal from you. So basically, you have no rights. You have no property rights whatsoever. So it's this uneven application of the law that is what's really disturbing, because it gives the ruling class, the political rulers, it gives them unlimited arbitrary powers. And this is what I was talking about earlier, about how in one of the previous, the podcast about the episode about anarchy, about, you know, I raised the question, do we even have, you know, law and order in America if the government can just pick and choose who gets law and order? You know, if you are one of the people that they like, then maybe you'll get some justice, or maybe you'll get rights. But if you're not one of their chosen few, or one of their protected classes, then you won't get any rights. That's what they want. That is the fundamental transformation of America that the Democrat Party, who are communists, that is what they want. And look at the January 6th insurrectionists. You know, first of all, 700 people have been arrested and thrown in jail over the January 6th protest. And that's what it was. It was a protest. Not one of them has been charged with insurrection. So it's kind of an odd insurrection when they don't even charge. Everybody, of course, the Democrats call it an insurrection. The media calls it an insurrection. But the actual legal definition of insurrection doesn't matter to them, because they don't care. They don't care what the law is. They're not interested. They're just making stuff up to make it sound worse than it is. And just imagine, you know, we all remember, those of us who were paying attention, all remember in June, I think it was June of 2020, when thousands of protesters surrounded the White House with Trump in there, and the Secret Service actually brought Trump downstairs into a bunker underneath the White House, and dozens of police officers were assaulted. Remember the Democrats, the protesters, they were all Democrats, they set fire to St. John's Church across from the White House. Imagine, I want you to just imagine, if Donald Trump had 700 of those people rounded up and thrown into solitary confinement and charged them with insurrection. Wow, just imagine that. Just think about that for a minute. Think about the cries of fascism. Oh my God, the fascist. He's literally Hitler. He's a Nazi. Yeah, but the Democrats can do it, you know. Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, the FBI. You know, the FBI is a great example of this whole thing, how they are just completely, they lie about everything. They lie, they withhold evidence. One of the January 6th defendants is being charged with carrying a deadly and dangerous weapon. You know what that weapon is? A skateboard. Now, the Democrats will tell you that in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, all the guy had was a skateboard. I mean, come on, he had a skateboard. That's all he had. So the FBI in the January 6th case calls a skateboard a dangerous and deadly weapon, but in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, it's not a danger. It's not dangerous. It's no big deal. It's just a skateboard. So that shows you the rift that we have here, the double standard, the hypocrisy, the arbitrary application of the law, the arbitrary definition of terms, and how our FBI is a big part of this. And they've been doing this, they've been doing it for decades. You know, they look at Martin Luther King was spied on by the FBI. He was denied a concealed handgun permit, and he was denied a concealed handgun permit. I'm not sure if that was the FBI, but he was denied a permit. You know, other people could get a permit to carry a concealed handgun, but not Martin Luther King. They didn't want him to have those kinds of rights. So, look, this is, we have to get back to being a country based on based on natural rights, based on life, liberty, property. Every single person has the rights to life, liberty, property, and you can't violate those rights. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the police, if you're the FBI, if you're a criminal, if you're black, if you're white, if you're straight, if you're Muslim, if you're Christian, if you're a man, if you're a woman. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Every single person has basic rights. And if we can just stick to those principles, to that idea, then everything will be so much clearer. You know, you can't steal from people. Don't care if you feel like you're oppressed. I don't care. You don't steal from people. You know, I don't care if you're angry because you don't like the outcome of some murder case or something. You know, I don't care. You don't go burn down someone's building, someone's business, someone's house. You don't do that. It's wrong. And we should universally condemn it because that is a violation of this person's rights to life, liberty, property. You know, if we're going to condemn George Floyd, the death of George Floyd, and say that the police violated his rights to life, liberty, property, which they did, well, it doesn't make sense to then go and violate somebody else's rights to life, liberty, and property. Someone who didn't have anything to do with anything. A lot of these riots that we saw in Minneapolis and all over the country. Right? So we have to universally condemn the violation of basic rights. You know, if we can just do that, then we can all have a cohesive, harmonious society. Look, the Democrats don't want harmony. The media does not want harmony. They don't want a harmonious society because there's nothing for them to gain from that. They want discord. They want violence. They want us to be at each other's throats so that we will look to them to save us, to help us, to protect us. And they certainly don't want us protecting ourselves from someone who would violate our rights. Because that cuts them out of the deal. It cuts them out of the, you know, if you carry a concealed handgun and protect yourself, defend yourself against someone trying to murder you, well, that cuts the government out of the deal. And the Democrats are the party of government. They don't want to be cut out of the deal. They want to be part of everything because they're communists. They're totalitarians. They want to be part of every aspect of your life, every detail. They want to run every control, every detail of your life. So this is why, you know, I'm mainly doing this podcast really because I'm just an anti-Democrat Party kind of guy. I'm a libertarian philosophically. I'm a Republican. But first and foremost, we have to stop these Democrats. We have to stop them. Because they are destroying America, they're destroying civilization, like I've said before. So that's it. That's episode 33. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes and go to share it around. Share it to everybody you know. Some people you don't know, who knows? But hopefully the weather won't get too cold on me, and I'll keep going, and I'll see you on episode 34. All right. Bye-bye.